Okay. So I am about to begin. Just so you know, the counting starts from now. So our reading today was all about a man called Jeremiah and the conversation that he had with God. That's your first one, just a point. The rabbis called him the weeping prophet, and they said that he started to wail from the time he was born all the way through his life. He spends his whole life listening to God and acting on what he hears.
Wait, you just said God.
I know, just to put another one down. This introduction tells us an awful lot about Jeremiah. He was a preacher's son, and he lived in a time of a specific king, but actually through his life, he lived through three kings. Jeremiah lived in a time when Israel was really, really struggling. They didn't really know what they were doing. They'd lost their purpose a little bit. And so this call of Jeremiah was really important because it's the time when God starts to center Israel by giving a message. And it's a really, really important thing for us to hear today as well, for four reasons that I can think of. The first one is it shows that God knows us really, really closely. I know. Ryan, there's quite a lot of them in this passage. You don't need to tell me every time I say it. Secondly, it shows us that God calls us first. Thirdly, it teaches us that we should be listening and not just hearing. And fourth, it shows us how to respond when God does call and we think that we are not enough. So going back to number one, because that's quite a lot to pack into four little statements. Number one is that God knows us closely. It had that lovely bit at the beginning where it talks about the fact that God knew Jeremiah when he was in his mother's womb. And the word that they use, the Hebrew word for knows here, is the word that's a really, really intimate word. It's the same word that is used when in the Bible they're talking about a man and a woman becoming married and being close. It's really, really, really strong knitting together. But God knew Jeremiah. And that's a really beautiful thing for us to know, is that God doesn't just know us for some time. He knows us from the very beginning, before even our parents knew us. And that's something that's really special. So that's number one. Number two is that God is the one that calls us first. You guys are listening really well. Can you think of any other ways that we can communicate with each other? Ryan?
Praying.
Praying? Do you think I can hear you when you pray?
Yeah?
If you pray out loud? So if you actually say your words, then I can hear you. But luckily, God can hear us all the time. Liam? Yeah, how do we talk to each other? What are the different ways that we can talk to each other? We can talk in sign. Yeah. So one of the ways that we can sign, and that means?
Smiley.
We can say thank you, for example. That's one of the signs that we teach some of our little ones to say from quite an early age. Anyone else got any ways that we can communicate with each other? We can text.
Email.
We can email. We can post, as in post letters, rather than just post. Anything else that we can do? Sign language. How about the old-fashioned? We can pick up the phone and give each other a call. One of the really important things about having a telephone call is that there has to be two people at least doing it. Now, I lived in a house where there were three girls and a boy. The boy was forgotten about quite often by the telephone, but the girls were not. The telephone was our friend, and we quite often ran out of credit on our mobile phones, and so we had to resort to the landline. Upstairs, there was a red phone. I don't know why we had a red phone, but it was red. And it was great because that was the phone that you used to sit by when you were waiting for your friend to call. Now, bearing in mind that my friends I had often been to school with for the whole day, I'd come home, and so we'd probably been apart for about half an hour, and then the phone would go. And my dad would be like, "Is that for me?" And we're like, "Dad, it's never for you. Just don't worry about it. It's for one of us." And quite often, I would then spend another couple of hours on the phone to my friend before my dad would scream at me about the phone bill, and I would have to hang up so that one of my sisters could receive a phone call. But the anticipation of waiting by that red phone was huge. Is this one going to be for me? Getting a call is really, really exciting, but it means that somebody has to have done it first. When God calls to Jeremiah, he is the one that is starting off that conversation. He is the one that is making that leap. He is the one that is reaching out. Jeremiah is the person by the phone waiting for the call. And that moves us on to point number three. Are we listening? Now, do any of you guys know what I mean when I talk about full body listening? Liam, what do you think I mean by full body listening?
Listening while looking at daddy, and your body has daddy facing at you.
Yeah. So that was looking at you, and your face has to be focused on the person that you're talking to. And your body has to be pointing at you. When I was doing some work in a primary school, full body listening was one of the tools that one of the teachers used, and she did it really well. So she would get everyone sat around her, and then she would go, "Have I got everyone's eyes looking at me? Have I got everyone's ears listening to me? Are everyone's hands in their laps?" We have now got full body listening, because everything is focused on the teacher. When there are lots of us in a room, sometimes it can be difficult to pick out the voice that we're meant to be listening to. One of the easiest ways, perhaps, to get our point across is to shout. There's lots of people talking, so I am going to be the loudest person in this room. One of the ways that I do that is I microphone myself up so that I know that everyone can hear me. Is it working today? Yes. But there are some other ways that we can get somebody's attention. Have you ever had it where you just know that somebody's staring at you?
Yeah, I get a weird feeling where all my hairs stand up and I'm like...
All the hairs stand up on the back of your neck. I don't know how it works. I haven't looked into the science of it. But there are times when you can just tell that somebody's attention is focused on you. Mike Pilavachi has a wonderful point that he pulls out when he's talking about this, which is when parents are talking to their children, they don't necessarily have to shout at them to get their point across. In fact, there is a time when a mother is looking at her daughter and she can speak very, very softly. And the point still gets across because the connection has been made with that child. And quite often, it's a very intimate thing. There can be loads of people in the room, but if you've caught the eye of somebody in that room, that is the person that you're talking to at that moment. And it's a very intimate thing when you've got eye contact with somebody. One of the problems that I have when I am talking to God is that I don't always know if he is talking to me. Because we all want to be that person who has that pow, God is talking to me moment. He's nice, he's clear. How many of you guys think that you have heard from God in a very, very audible way so that you feel like you're listening to God's voice? Yes. Excellent. How many of you think that other people hear that voice at the same time? It's pretty cool. So throughout the Bible, there are times when God talks to people. But there's times when he talks to a whole load of people. And there are times when he talks to individuals. And sometimes we want to be a person, particularly if we've got a problem, and we want to go, God, can you be really, really clear, please? I would really like to hear your voice, and I would like you to tell me what to do, because that would be nice and easy. How many of you have ever had a question for God and just gone, just show me a sign? Any sign will do. How many signs do you think you have walked past, physical signs, as you're praying that prayer? God may talk to us in ways that we think aren't the most obvious, but actually he's putting it all out there and we're the ones that are walking past all those signs and not seeing them. Sometimes it's about turning around and making the connection. You can feel God on your case. You can feel his eyes because the hairs on the back of your neck have risen, and you need to be the one to turn around and face him because, as we already know, he's already making that call. We're the ones that need to answer. Jeremiah's calling was really special to him. But Jeremiah's calling isn't for everyone. God didn't call everyone in Israel to do what Jeremiah was doing, because otherwise there would be a lot of people crying and wailing and being the weeper and not doing other things that God needed them to do. So Jeremiah's call is not going to be the same as the call for us. God has something special in mind, and that takes us back to our first point, which is God knows us. And because God knows us, he knows what we're capable of. And what we're capable of is amazing because he's made us. But what we can do when we're in communication with him is even better. And that brings us to our last point. The point that Jeremiah brings out, which is, what if I am not good enough? What if I am too young? And that's something that Jeremiah asked God. He said, God, I don't think I'm the right person for this because I'm too young. How many of you have ever been told you're too young to do something?
Me.
I went into the bank the other day and I was told I was too young to draw my pension. So, I know, it's a nice feeling that. What have you been told you're too young to do, Liam? You're too young to play a game. Sometimes you might be too young to ride a roller coaster. Too small. Sometimes you might be too young to watch a certain film.
I watched a film.
sometimes we are told that we are too young to do something. But God told Jeremiah, you are not too young to do what I've asked you to do. Equally, we're never too old to do what God has asked us to do. One of the things that I think we fall into, a trap that we fall into, is thinking that God may only want us to do one thing in our life. Well, perhaps he doesn't. Perhaps his plan for us has two or three different things for us to do in our life. Something that we can do when we're younger and have all of that energy. Do you have some energy, Jesse? Not at the moment. When you have a lot of energy and things to do. Perhaps when you're a little bit older, you have something else that God has in mind for you. And perhaps when you are older still, God has given you the wisdom to do something else. Don't fall into the trap of thinking that you are not good enough. God knows you. God knows what you're capable of. God is calling you. Each one of us, he calls you, Ryan, and he calls me, and he calls Marianne, and he calls Chris, and he calls Joy. And he calls all of us here to do different things. We need to turn around and listen. Not just a little bit of listening, not just hearing what God is saying, really listening, real, full-bodied listening. And then we need to say what Jeremiah said, which was, okay. I'm going to leave it there. I wonder how many times I said God. Quite a lot. 1 million times. Millie, how many times do you think? 36. 11. I will count it up in just a minute. We have a 36. Cooperation. Excellent. 36 times I said God's name. And I will keep on saying it and saying it and saying it because it's really important for some of us to be the ones to say God is calling you. And it's really, really important for us to hear that that is for each one of us. Because God's name, no matter how many times I say it, is special to every single person here. We're going to pray now. And I need everyone's attention. So can I have all the pen lids back on the pens for a moment? Okay, well then you better put the pen lid on. Perfect. Because we're going to do this prayer, this is going to be a call and response prayer, but we're going to do it full-bodied today. So my call is going to go like this. It's going to go, God, speak to us. And this speak I'm using is also used to say shout, because sometimes I don't think we hear him quite loudly enough. And that's our fault. But so it's speak, shout at us, God. The response, which I need everyone else to do, goes like this. It goes, God, I'm listening. I'm listening. So I will go, God, speak to us. And you'll go, God, I'm listening. Okay. So, God, speak to us. God, I'm listening. God, when your world is in a mess, you call to each of us. And we ask that you would help us to listen to your word. God, speak to us. God, I'm listening. Lord, at this time we think especially of the wider world, of everything that we hear in the news that is going wrong. We think especially about America at this time when the weather is coming through and looks terrible, and all of those who will be caught unprepared. We think of the continued angst that is going on in war-torn areas. And Lord, sometimes we feel helpless. But God, speak to us. God, we're listening. Lord, especially in this country at this time, we see all sorts of devastation. All things are going wrong around us. And Lord, we ask that you will be in those situations. We think particularly of the homeless as they go through this winter season, and we know that the cold front is coming across to England too. Sometimes we feel helpless. God, speak to us. God, I'm listening. Lord, we think of the church and all of its leaders, and we ask that you guide their words so that when you talk to them, they may hear you and be guided. We think of this community that we have here. And we ask that as you talk to each one of us, that we may be able to say that you are in every situation and we are listening. God, speak to us. God, I'm listening. Amen. Okay. We're going to